controverting affidavits. We've talked a lot already about that, but I'm going to get more into this in the context of the In re Allstate case. So I'm going to go ahead and skip ahead to that. So this opinion, it's a mandamus opinion. It came out, I think, June 10th or something. I mean, it's very recent and certainly came out after we had already kind of divided up the topics for this seminar. And so all of this is really hot off the presses, relatively speaking. So this case is huge because it does a lot. It makes a lot of clarifications, a lot of, you know, issues that were hotly contested at the trial court level, we now have some answers on. So first big thing that this case does is it clarifies the qualifications that are required for your 18001 counter affiant. It also clarifies what it means to provide reasonable notice under 18001 for the counter affidavit. How do you meet that reasonable notice requirement that's in the statute? Next thing it does is answers the question of whether or not 18001 imposes a reliability requirement for expert testimony. Because as we know, when you're offering expert testimony at trial, you are bound to comply with Texas Rule of Evidence 702, which sets forth those reliability requirements. And then you get into Daubert and Robinson requirements. And it's been a question, does that apply to counter affidavits? Next thing this opinion does is it clarifies what is the effect of an order striking a counter affidavit. That had been a controversial question. The courts of appeals had been kind of split on that. And then finally, a related issue is mandamus review available for an order striking an 18001 counter affidavit? So a lot of information that's covered in this opinion, and we are going to just get right into it. Okay, so just briefly to give you kind of the procedural background of this case and how it ended up there, it's a personal injury case. You've got the plaintiff who serves their initial counter affidavit or initial 18001 affidavits, rather. And it's about $41,000 in medical records, medical expenses. Defendant, which is Allstate, serves a counter affidavit. That counter affidavit comes from Christine Dickison, who I think is a familiar name if you have tried car wreck cases and if you've dealt with 18001. This is a person who I think had been popping up a lot. And she is a registered nurse. And the way the opinion describes her is a registered nurse experienced in medical billing and coding. And what's important here, too, is to note that her counter affidavit only challenged reasonableness. She did not get into necessity. I think that there were counter affidavits in the mix as to necessity, but those were not the subject of this ruling. They were not the subject of appeal. So in this opinion, we're only really talking about reasonableness. So Dickison's counter affidavit is served. Plaintiff files a motion to strike that counter affidavit for failure to comply with 18001 subsection F. And the trial court strikes it, grants the motion to strike, and holds that the counter affidavit was defective for several different reasons. Number one, the trial court finds that Dickison is not qualified to testify as to any of the matters in her counter affidavit. Trial court also finds that Dickison's opinions are unreliable and reads into the statute that reliability requirement that's in Rule 702. And then finally, the trial court finds that Dickison's counter affidavit failed to give the reasonable notice that is required in 18001 subsection F. So the trial court's order, it strikes the counter affidavit, but it doesn't stop there. It goes way beyond that. And it also prohibited Dickison from testifying in the case regarding anything. And, you know, whether that's reasonableness or necessity or anything, I think the language actually said for any purpose. And then it went a step further even beyond that and prohibited Allstate from, quote, questioning witnesses, offering evidence, or arguing to the jury the reasonableness of the medical bills. So this had been a question that was circulating amongst the courts of appeals of, you know, what is the effect of an order striking a counter affidavit? And there had been courts that had said, you know, the language in 1801 that says, if you want to challenge these medical expenses in the initial affidavit, you must serve a counter affidavit and it must comply with 1801F. And so courts had read that to mean if you do not serve a proper counter affidavit compliant with that section, then you are procedurally barred from offering evidence as to that issue. And courts had said you can still offer jury arguments, you can still talk about it in your opening and in your closing, you can cross-examine witnesses, you just can't offer your own evidence. Well, this particular order went, like I said, a step beyond that and prevented them from even questioning the witnesses or arguing about it at all. So Allstate files a petition for mandamus. It goes up, goes to the Supreme Court, and the question before the court is framed as whether this counter affidavit complies with section 1801F. So in theory, this opinion is fairly limited, fairly narrow, but like I said, it really gets into a lot of different questions.